Hi, this is Georgie.
Hey guys, this is Cole Leicher.
You're listening to the Unused Substitute.
The Unused Substitute.
And you're listening to the Unused Substitute.
Get off the stage!
Hey there, little Red Riding Hood!
Good evening, everybody. It is Wednesday night. It's 8 o'clock. You're live, or we're live. I assume you're live, too, unless there's something weird going on. This is the Unused Substitutes, your weekly green and gold gospel, live on Radio St. Pete, brought to you by the Beautiful Game Network and our friends at the Shamrock Pub in Sarasota. My name is Matt, and I usually do this thing where I pretend if I'm not sure Dan's there. When actually I know he's always there, and tonight I know he's not there momentarily. If you know my my love-hate relationship with Chipotle, he's suffering from what people suffer from when they eat at that horrible, disgusting place, except he swears he didn't eat there, but I think he just doesn't want to admit it to me. So he will be joining us momentarily. We got some stuff to talk about. There haven't not really been any player signings, but we did finally get an entire schedule. We have some updates tonight about the live show that we mentioned on Twitter last time. I had meant to we wanted to do it on air and kind of have hopefully have some of the Cincinnati guys on to chat about it and promote it, but the timing and things being what they were, we didn't get a chance to. Oh, and we got some stuff about the watch party for the first game of the season, an away game, unfortunately, in my opinion. We're gonna have it down at Shamrock in Sarasota again. Our good friends down there. So I'm gonna kind of go through some of the smaller stuff before Dan gets back. We'll start with go chronologically. The live show will be on Saturday, February 10th. The preseason game between the Rowdies and Cincinnati at IMG is scheduled to start at 3:30. So I'm guessing it ends, you know, probably around 5:30, maybe a little bit earlier. Probably won't be a ton of stoppage time for a preseason game. We've got some stuff to take care of afterwards. The Cincinnati guys have some stuff to take care of afterwards. But we will be kicking off the show from Shamrock between 7 and 7:15. It's, you know, a little bit based on when we get there and when we get everything set up. And also, the show will be carried live here on Radio St. Pete. But there is a show that ends at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. So we're going to just make sure they get their show wrapped up and we're not cutting in on them when we go live, but we will be on Radio St. Pete. We will record it. We'll put it out there for everybody, and we'll be getting going around 7:15. We'll have some more info about that as we get a little bit closer. But it's going to be a good time.
You say it's going to be a well attended event?
It will be. Did you see? You got some shout outs for that line today.
I totally forgot about that. It was good stuff.
It was either at the stadium or Jeff and I stopped at this new brewery in Bradenton on the way home. And I was talking to somebody about it. Like, that may be my single favorite thing you've ever said, on air at least.
It was a good one. And it was unscripted. That's when we're at our best or something.
I mean, let's be honest. Everything's unscripted. That was just good and unscripted.
Yeah, finally we produced 1 second of quality together.
All those patron donations, which we'll talk about in a little bit, counted for something eventually, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, so I was—I don't know if you caught the end of it. I was talking about the live show, and I don't know if I told you this part. We are going to be on Radio St. Pete for the live show.
I did.
I did tell you that.
You might have said something.
Yeah, so we're gonna. It'll go on air around 7:15. We'll put like a little warning out there on Twitter just before. So, because I'm sure the Cincinnati fans will want to attend that on air as much as possible.
That's the 10th, right?
Yeah, February 10th.
Yeah, let me put that in my calendar so I don't forget. Pod.
Do I need to make like a calendar event and add you to it? And
no, I got it.
Let I'm you trying RSVP.
2018 goals is to be organized and productive, and so far so good.
So we're gonna end up looking like Georgie and Marcel in that picture today.
Yeah, man.
I just looked so at that and just thought both. Goals in so many senses of the word goals.
I love them both so much.
So how you doing?
Better now. By the way, for the Chafee to my Georgie.
I blamed it on Chipotle, and I just said you're not willing to admit it.
I haven't had Chipotle since Orlando. My stomach wasn't this bad. I had a little local place up here called Zimzari's for Taco Tuesday, and that set my stomach off for some reason.
It's Wednesday.
It's probably, that was yesterday, and that's when it all started.
That's not a good ad for that place. Yeah. I'm telling you, just go to Capital.
One of these days, like I said, I'll be moving out towards that one. But I think it might be all this talk about poutine that I'm going to have to eat.
You got to work some poutine into your routine. You got to get the nachos. Now, are we going to do, are we going to do these both at the same time?
We're going to talk about it now. Screw the schedule.
Okay, well, we'll get to it.
This is what I was thinking. The first Suncoast Invitational that the Rowdies play in at Al Lang.
Okay.
We tailgate and I'll eat nachos and we can like Facebook Live it or just put it out. We won't Facebook Live it either. You have to see it live or we'll put it up for the patrons.
Yeah.
And then the second one is when I'll do the poutine and we'll do the same thing.
Okay. So what is that?
If I can go to the both of them, gotta make sure I can do that.
Don't back out of this now.
I mean, I'm going to eat the junk anyway. It's just the dates might be.
Look, this is escalated to like, I don't know. I'm being thrown through tables into pools and stuff at this point. I'm not sure what's going on.
I mean, I said I would be thrown through a table if somebody wants to do that. Like, but we have to get up to like $500 for me to do physical stunts like that.
See, I don't know. Because no offense, but you're I don't know if you can go through a table.
I'm up to almost 190 pounds. Like, well, maybe not now after I got back downstairs from the bathroom, but I was close.
Maybe after the poutine you could go through the table.
Yeah.
Because the gravy and the cheese curds will kind of do a number on you. But like, they might have to be like both of us at the same time.
That'd be fun. I mean, just maybe throw us through tables. Like, yeah,
only if we end up in a pool. So they got to figure out some way to do that where, the table's angled or something. The scary part is a good friend of mine from college is a Buffalo sports writer, so I could probably get us some coverage of this if we wanted.
I mean, instead of tables, we need to come up with something or submit the ideas like to our Twitter page or Facebook or, you know, whatever, email us. And let's come up with a stunt that we can do if we hit, let's say, what are we at, $100 now? What do you want to say, $253, somewhere around there?
So I like how this podcast has gone from being about the Rowdies to lawsuits in Division II soccer to now emulating a certain show named after donkeys on MTV.
I mean, that was my life growing up. So, I mean, I might as well continue my trend. But if it's helping us with money to do things to support the soccer and, you know, maybe we can counter sue the Cosmos to end the lawsuit if we get enough money.
Just keep them kind of normal because I have a morality clause in my employment contract and I'm old and I don't want to die doing this stuff.
Yeah. Like nothing crazy. Like, I mean, going through the tables is probably the most physical thing I want to do. But like, I'm not above doing silly crap for this. So,
you know what we could do? We could keep it on brand and we could go through the table that we used for the first episode.
Yeah, we could do that.
Except that one's like solid, like plastic, and I don't know.
No. I'm not trying to die.
Yeah.
Like maybe dress up or something, you know, like we can wear crazy somethings to a Rowdy's game.
I'm all for that.
Right. Like, you know, something silly like that.
Preferably in a cooler month, though.
What?
Preferably earlier in the season when it's cooler.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's the thing. Like, stuff like that. Like, make us embarrassed. The whole thing is about embarrassing ourselves, really, for the love of the club and for this podcast. And if you guys want to contribute money to that, I'm more than willing to make an idiot of myself in public.
I'm pretty sure if it's embarrassing enough, that the team might even get involved and help us embarrass ourselves.
Yeah.
We know people who like to see us look stupid, and I mean, give them ample opportunity.
Everybody, I mean, I always look stupid, so it's nothing unusual, but... you know, it's fun. Like, I don't mind this stuff. And maybe one day we can get enough patron money to, you know, pay Jake.
I know, right? We'll get, you got to eat some stuff and then someone's got to go through a table and then we can get to the stuff like paying Jake. Okay. Let's get our priorities straight here.
I mean, maybe that should have been our original plan. Like, hey, donate money to us so we can pay Jake the money he deserves to continue to produce quality content. Not, hey, let's kill ourselves and then we can pay Jake.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we would have gotten the total there faster, but we'll come back and talk about that for a bit. Right now, let's crack open a cold one and talk about the schedule.
Oh, that's what I forgot. I forgot a beer.
I will admit this is just a Coke.
I have Big Storm this week in my fridge. I'm going to go grab that, and you can start the lead into the schedule, and I'll be right back.
All right, so I figured we're going to kind of take this like we do with some of the games. We'll do good, bad, ugly, like the things we like about the schedule, things we don't like about the schedule, maybe some away games we're looking at doing. The first thing, and I knew this was going to happen. I knew it as soon as I was starting to make plans around it possibly happening. All I wanted was, since the opening weekend is March 16th, 17th, 18th, the 18th being my birthday, all I wanted was a home game that weekend, which guaranteed that we'd be on the road. And then I was hoping that if we could get a home game for the first week, maybe an away game in like Nashville would be okay the next weekend, because the next weekend I'm going to be about an hour from Chattanooga and I could make that trip if I needed to. But no, we have an away game. And then we have a home game the weekend I'm out of town. And then there's an away game in Louisville, which I'm trying to investigate ways to get from where I'll be somewhere between Atlanta and Chattanooga to Louisville. It's actually cheaper to fly from Florida to Louisville than from Atlanta to Louisville, which is killing me. So I might not be catching I definitely won't be catching a home game until like April, which is why I was glad I was able to go to the Florida Cup game last week, and I'm glad that we've got the preseason and the Suncoast games coming up, because that's my last chance to be at Al Lang until after my wedding anniversary. Whew. You back, beer boy?
Yeah, I'm here, drinking.
All right, so I figured we kind of do good, bad, ugly with the schedule. What we like, what we don't like, what maybe away games we're maybe thinking about going to. What you got? I'm going to just throw you on the spot.
I haven't even... You want to know how terrible I've been? I haven't even looked at the schedule.
I have it as a wallpaper on one of my monitors. Let me see if I can switch it to get it over here.
And I'm so dumb, I almost left the Uber conference. So
let's not do that. Look, it's hard enough getting the right software programs working these days without seven of our voices in there. Let's keep the one going that... All right, here we go. Oh, and I've got the I actually have the news article open where they broke it down by month.
Yeah, I'm trying to get there. I haven't been home since like before I left for my work thing in Orlando. So
everything's a mess.
Like, yeah, so like we did one or two podcasts, but I was home just enough for that podcast and then I was out again where I slept and I was back out. This graphic isn't opening.
Well, here, I'll go. I've got just if you go to the.
Oh, here we go. I got it. Okay, we're good.
All right. So opening the season on the road on St. Patrick's Day in North Carolina. I hate it because it's not a home game on the weekend of my birthday. But knowing it was going to be probably the 17th anyway, and there's a big thing we do at Shamrock for St. Patrick's Day, I don't mind it terribly. It's a 3:30 kickoff. Like this yeah. I think, well, no, because it's Saturday. There'll be a game on Friday at least, but it's one of the first games of the season, reuniting against an old, well, they weren't North Carolina FC when we were in NASL, but we don't. That's the other part. We don't even get to ask what the hell's a Railhawk anymore.
No.
Still asking it.
Yeah.
And we'll never find out. So,
and isn't their stadium built on like whale remains or something?
That might explain a lot. So we've got that at 3:30. So while we're on the topic, so I'll be at Shamrock that day working there. They close off like, you've been there before. So it's this kind of, you know, it's a little small bar in this shopping center, but there's an alley out back and there's a bowling alley behind it. And there's, you know, a couple roads and stuff around it. They close all that off. And there's like 4,000 people there just like nonstop all day. We've got food trucks. We've got 3 or 4 beer tents out there. There's a stage with live bands and everything. We will have, I was talking to Derek, the owner, when I was out there for the U.S. women's game the other night. The game will be on inside and almost certainly outside as well, whether it's like an inflatable screen or we're projecting it up on the side of a building or something. We will have multiple ways of viewing the game at Shamrock. I was at the Mob's holiday after party on the weekend, and a lot of the Mob guys are talking about coming down here, making a night out of it, getting a place to stay in town, watching the game, staying for the block party, and having a good time. So if you're remotely in the area or feel like making the drive, Shamrock's going to be a hot spot that day.
The 17th, I'm having my housewarming / St. Patrick's Day party.
Are you going to invite Patrick?
Patrick's invited.
Okay. Because it wouldn't be a St. Patrick's Day without Patrick.
Patrick's, he hates St. Patrick's Day, allegedly. But he's part of my squad. He was invited.
Just make sure that doesn't post any pictures.
I'm sure there will be photos because we're doing this whole presentation party about like 3 minutes about what you're passionate about with slides and everything. So I'm sure there'll be pictures.
Yeah, sounds interesting. You're just gonna drink beer for 3 minutes.
If you go over the 3 minutes, because you're not allowed to actually time out your slides, you have to drink your entire drink. And for every minute over, you have to drink more. There's drinking penalties. But I'm sure I could talk about beer or whiskey or both and then pour them down my throat.
How are you going to explain Armada in 3 minutes?
I can do it.
And I don't mean Jacksonville.
No.
I mean Jacksonville. All right. So
the game I'm looking for, I mean, obviously the home opener against Bethlehem Steel. I'm looking forward to that for two big reasons.
All right.
Obviously, it's just the home opener here. But I think I said it last podcast. I think Bethlehem is like one of our top rivals just for all the things. So it'll be fun. And we don't play them again until October.
Yeah, it's the first game and the last game of the season. I was going to call it the Bethlehem bookend, but I thought it kind of sounds like something you don't mention when the kids are around. So I refrained from that. But yeah, it's the opening and closing game of the season.
Weird. Let's see. Indy will be nice. That's July. Oh, that's my birthday weekend.
The Indy home game?
First. Yeah.
Ooh.
That'll be my birthday game.
Sure. One of us gets a home game for a birthday. You always get a home game around your birthday.
Hell yeah. They love me. I mean, I could take either the red. There's two home games because my birthday is the 24th and there's Indy 11 on the 21st and the Red Bulls on the 28th. So one or two, both of them.
No 3-game homestands this year. How do you feel about that?
I kind of like it. Those got kind of tiring.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's, I hate to make it sound like going to the game is work, but especially at the beginning of the season, the way we opened with 3 games last year, like we kind of put a lot into what we do for all this, and 3 straight weekends can be a bit of a grind. So I'm not too mad about that. Only 1 3-game road trip, and it's out of the way by like, it's like early May. I want to say, looking at it here.
April
28th in Charleston. Then don't call us Harrisburg anymore. Friday, May 4th, the next Friday. And then Saturday, the 12th after that. In Richmond. That's not terrible.
No. That's not bad at all. Because even though it's a road trip, like there's plenty of time in between games.
Right.
It's not like, what do we, okay, where is it? Nashville, Indy, Penn, Charlotte. June is rough.
Yeah, but they're, no, I was looking at July 2nd. Yeah, three home games. That's the other thing. We're going to have a, we're definitely going to be sweating some beer off this summer because we've got three home games in June, four in July, three in August, and then two in September. So we've got a good chunk there. And you got to figure Open Cup's going to start. I haven't seen like firm dates for it yet, but that's somewhere around May, right? We've only got one home game in May to begin with, so.
Well, we got two. One, you're right, 19th, yeah.
19th against the Pittschester River Rhino Hounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's broken down. Yes, you got March, one home, two away. I most likely won't be at any of those. April, two home, two away. May, one home, three away. June, three home, two away. July, four home, one away, including the return of the July 4th game. Now, if we can just get Toronto two to wear Strikers jerseys, which honestly might be a thing we can work out.
That would be pretty awesome.
Then it could look like normal. And at first, I was kind of not thrilled about having a July 4th game, which is a Wednesday, and then turning around and playing the defending champions, Louisville City, at home that Saturday. But no offense to Toronto FC 2. If you're going to play a midweek game before you play the defending champion, Toronto FC 2 is one of the teams you would choose to face, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely. That just means, I might have to just take off work from the 4th of July all the way through that Sunday.
And just we could just stay up in St. Pete.
Yeah, maybe.
We need to find the Cincinnati guys that came down and were staying on their friend's boat out by Al Lang. Like we can go crash on that boat for a couple days, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I'll take the weekend before though, because Warp Tour, the last ever Warp Tour, I think, is the first Saturday in July.
The last ever.
Warp Tour ends, man. This is the last ever Warp Tour.
Man. That reminds me, I was on the way home and I was listening to The Bone and they were advertising the last ever Monster Jam at Raymond James. And I've never been, but that's just kind of like a tradition. Like what's going on with Monster
Jam? I used to get hammered and go to, when wasn't I? But Monster Jam was a good drunk night.
And that's back when you were in middle school.
Funny story, as much as I have, we make jokes about me being drunk all the time. I didn't start drinking until I think I was 20. Yes, slightly underage. I don't promote underage drinking, but I started when I was 20.
God,
maybe 19.
I want to say I was like a junior or senior, maybe. But it didn't really kick into gear until, 20, probably in there. I think actually it was my 20th birthday was the first time I got like really hammered, and it was on Labatt's. And I cannot drink it anymore because like I taste one and I want to puke. Is the worst.
Yeah. I can't drink too much cheap beer these days.
So July 4th is back. That's cool. Looking at the away games, any of those you think you might try and make the trip to?
It's a little hard with me going back to school, me going to college and moving, but I would like to go to Atlanta. When is that one?
It's a midweek game. It's
It's a Wednesday, but it's October, so I might be able to get off work.
See, I don't know if I can do that one. I wish I could because my sister lives not too far from there. I could just crash there.
The ones I really wanted to go to are the ones that are midweek, the Nashville, the Atlanta.
Yeah, the Nashville one I really would have liked to have gone to. We've got some friends up there that said, hey, you should come up. And I'm like, yeah, it's a Tuesday in September. Like I'm back at work and everything after summer vacation. The ones I'm looking at right now, I'd love to do one of the Charleston games.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I would probably, since it's the Charleston is a weekend one, I could probably do the later one in September before I can do the April one, so I would have just moved.
And I really would like to do the Pittsburgh one because I want to go to a game at that stadium, but that's going to be a midweek, right when like in the first couple weeks of the school year, so that's not going to happen. The two I'm really got my eye on right now are Indy away on Wednesday, June 13th, because it's in the middle of summer break, and Cincinnati on Saturday, July 14th. I've got my eye on flights out of St. Pete, actually. I was hoping to be able to do the new nonstop flights out of Sarasota, but they only leave on Wednesdays and arrive, they only operate on Wednesdays and Saturdays. And like that Indy game, I don't know what time the game would start because it's not published yet, but the plane doesn't land until 7:20 p.m., and I got a feeling that's not going to be conducive to getting to the stadium on time.
No, because there'll be traffic and lines.
Like, I'd have to go from the plane straight to the game, and I don't see that happening. So, but I'm looking, there's flights out of, not Albert Witted over there by Al Lang, but the St. Pete Tampa International one, that's that PIE. And it's like, if you go on Allegiant, it's like 175 round trip right now, and it'll probably drop a little bit. So I'm going to watch those. I really want to do Cincinnati.
I don't know. I would like to. I have to figure out with the move and everything, my finances.
I would like to be a number in a Cincinnati attendance graphic. Come on.
Yeah, right? Like, you know, you'll be able to find yourself in the post-game like graphic.
Be like, that's me. I'm one of those. And then maybe if I did a Charleston one, maybe that September 8th one. Yeah, Nashville I would have really liked to have seen on a weekend, but nah, it's not going to happen. I really wanted to be that second week of the season when I was going to be in Tennessee, but nope. I'm still holding out hope that Chattanooga FC has some kind of friendly or something that weekend that I can go to. No. Other than that, I mean that's it. I think it's a pretty decent schedule. Now I was the guys we've talked to before that run. I can't think of it's the Sacramento blog on SB Nation. They've got this whole like, you know, mathematical way of deciding like power rankings and stuff, but they run it. They've got a formula for strength of schedule, and according to the their numbers, at least, and I haven't gone and read the article to see what all this, how this is all factored in. We have the highest degree of difficulty, strength of schedule, whatever you want to call it, in the Eastern Conference, which is quite obviously at this point the stronger conference.
Yeah, it was definitely the stronger conference last year too. I know there was a lot of goals by a couple teams in the West last year, but you could see why the disparity was there. I think the East is the solid conference. I don't know. This is a completely shot in the dark because I'm not looking at anything and I'm off my soccer game right now. But I feel like there's more independent teams in the East.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've added Indy, we've added North Carolina. Nashville is an independent, and even like I did the way too early power rankings. I chipped in my 2 cents on the Cincy Soccer Talk blog. It's pretty easy to figure out to me the top three or four teams and the bottom three or four teams. But trying to figure out, especially with some of these teams who haven't signed a lot of players yet, like where. Like at Atlanta, you don't know where to rank them because they really hadn't signed much of anybody yet, but you know they've got some talent on that and MLS roster that's probably going to be assigned. And then they've signed some guys in the last two. Like, I can see them being a playoff team, honestly.
Yeah.
Who else was on here? Nashville. I mean, they kind of made a big splash with Matty Pickens, but then it seems like they've... a lot of younger guys on the roster, not saying that they're not good. I mean, we brought in a lot of younger guys too, but I don't know enough about them to know whether they're good or not. Charleston took a big hit as far as losing players. Charlotte's lost a couple since he's brought in a ton. Bethlehem seems to be signing some decent quality guys and Pittsburgh is, you know, new Rochester.
Except, you know, our striker, they didn't get the good parts of Rochester.
Yeah. We got the G.I. Joe. And then Louisville, kind of an interesting thing. I mean, they held on to like 16 out of their 16 guys from last season, which when I did the power ranking, you can tell me what you think. I'll just go The top three, and I told you what was going on with these, how a lot of people, especially the Cincinnati guys, were putting us top. I don't know whether they're trying to release some pressure on themselves or throw some our way, but I know since he's going to have to do a lot of work getting the chemistry figured out between their new guys, but when I look at them and the, I don't want to say the money they spent because I don't know the numbers, but they've spent a lot of funds at least in bringing in a lot of new guys and kind of going the route we've done several times before to trying to build an NASL all-star team. With the guys coming over from, like, Tommy Heinemann coming in, and they've got a couple guys from, they got Ledesma from the Cosmos, and picked up Forrest Lasso from Charleston, so they're kind of, you know, putting what seems to be sort of an all-star team together. Never really worked out for us, but I don't think you can't look at them and say they can't, they're not, there's no way they're not the top spot. I mean, they went out and signed all those guys for that single reason. So I put them as my top team.
I'm really looking forward to watching the NASL Globetrotters go on tour in the Eastern Conference.
So I picked them first, and I tried to, I don't know, maybe this is me intentionally trying not to be biased. I picked Louisville second. Because if you're the
they're the defending champs, and they kept most of their team together.
Right? Like, you can't. I mean,
can't count them out.
On one hand, there's something to be said about, you know, not growing, not making improvements, not strengthening in positions. But at the same time, you got guys who just got it done and have been there and know what it takes. So I can't count them out. I put us third for now. We've got to, you know, still prove we can win on the road in games that we should win on the road.
Just in general, we just need to be able to win on the road.
And you can't have these eight-game winless streaks like we had last year.
Right, and maintain our home form while winning on the road, and then this team will be set.
And honestly, I'm trying to think now of who I put in fourth. Let me see if I can dig it up real quick and see. But in the bottom ones, I mean, I kind of felt like, you know, it's Toronto again. Ottawa might be down there a little bit.
F Canada.
Oh, that's the other good thing about the schedule. No, we've only got one trip to Ottawa, one trip to Toronto. We're not doing three games against them. So we do end up with three games against Charleston. I'm okay with that. Three against Atlanta. I'm okay with that, too. The other third game is, gosh, I just had it in my head and I can't think of it. North Carolina FC. Which makes sense. Yeah. Like, I thought we might get three games against, like, one against, a third game against North Carolina, a third game against Ottawa, and a third game against, like, Indy, and have it be, like, the NASL invaders coming in. Could be, you know, like a New World Order kind of a angle there. But no. And then we do get, we have a Western Conference team coming in with Real Monarchs, Salt Lake's B team. We were joking about this at the stadium last week. Like, what are the chances that Luke Mulholland gets dropped to the B team for a trip?
Only if he plays for us.
Yeah, right. Like, one half for us, one half for them. That's not going to happen. Number two, I would hate to see him come back and play against us in any way, shape, or form. But it would be cool to see Luke again.
I miss him.
There was talks of making a say hi to Luke for his TIFO for that game.
Yeah. I mean, they owe us, right?
I mean, they had Luke and Atnella for a while.
True, yeah, that's right.
So, you know, the least they could do. Anything else about the schedule?
No, I just need it to start because I'm getting antsy.
I need it to be April so I can go to a league game at Al Lang again. All right, so talked about schedule, talked about the watch party, talked about the live show, and we'll have some more stuff about that later. I guess it's Patreon time.
Thank you, you jerks.
Last weekend went a little crazy.
Yeah, I regret every flipping moment.
Not
really, but I do. But not really.
So I have a theory. Is that everyone was waiting for someone to start, you know, making pledges, and then if it got close, they'd do it, but no one wanted to be the first one. And then Jeff's sister, Amy, jumped in with the $20 bid, and then Jeff came back on top of it. Huh?
Jeff contributed, and then Amy contributed, and then it just exploded. She went on, like, the most anti-Dan campaign. It was... I almost felt like it was Nazi Germany with the Jews, and I'm making that reference because I'm Jewish, I'm allowed, leave me alone. I felt persecuted, I felt attacked with single-minded purpose, but I'm glad. No, I mean that jokingly 100%. She was great, and she definitely helped push it over the line. It started, though, with Perkins, you know, trying to call me out from last year's deal where I said I would do it at 50.
Right.
And I was like, new year, new deal, new year, new deal, thinking it wouldn't happen because we didn't really do it last year. And I didn't have faith in you guys. And now I'm literally going to be eating something that looks like my shoe.
So let's cover everything that now has to happen as a result of last weekend, where we more than doubled our original level, our like kind of current level of donations. You now have to eat nachos.
Yes, because the $50 limit was nachos was my nachos. Original deal, thinking I could stomach just eating nachos. It's
right.
Okay.
We hit first, we're above 50, so it's nachos, and we will have free beers for every patron over 21 at the tailgate parties. So you're going to have to figure that out for the first game because I won't be there.
Oh.
Are we counting Suncoast games in this too? I think we should.
Yeah, we should. If we're tailgating, we'll have beers for people.
It's our practice. You have to eat poutine. So nachos and poutine. We're giving out beers, and we're going to be doing live shows. Like, they won't be on Radio St. Pete because we won't have the bandwidth, but we're going to do live shows, short shows at the tailgate parties. And what we decided to do, because there's been some requests from this, Dave, I hope you're listening, is have some of the fans on and some of the supporters and talk about some stuff. And it felt to me like, you know, we could kind of do like the old school uncensored shows before we got on the Radio St. Pete and were trying to be somewhat professionally unprofessional. So we're going to do that. And those shows will be recorded. We'll probably do like, you know, 30-minute shows out there. Have a couple supporters come on, talk about whatever's going on. Have maybe some of the mob guys talk about what's going on, and you know, maybe we can get to some of the TFRO crew every now and then, and you know, not have them give it away. I mean, it'll go out for patron only. So you guys who are patrons, then we'll have instructions on how to get that. It'll just be on the Patreon site, but you can set it up to download like you do regular podcasts as well. So we'll have that information available when we get to that point and we practice everything and get it working. Also, if you're at the $10 or higher level, we have a secret Facebook group that you'll be invited to join. So make sure you like us on Facebook, and that's where you can throw out ideas you want or something you want to talk about, or something you want us to talk about, or if you want to come on and talk about it, we can do that, or you know, just things in general for the show. And you know, maybe we'll have other info in there from time to time that will be relevant to your interests. Maybe we'll set up some like off-season parties or something, and you'll have the first tips on that. I think they'll get to see the scarf first, probably. We can arrange that. One of several scarves, by the way, apparently.
Yeah, speaking of, one of these days I have to... I'll text her tomorrow and see if we can get our design.
So I think we can talk about that. So we're going to have, what is this now? Season 4? Yeah.
Oh God. Has it been that long?
I think so. You know, we Cosmos the first season, then second, third. I just can't keep track of the seasons by the scarves that we have. So we did the two knit ones and the one lightweight one last year. So, yeah. We'll have the regular scarf for us. I believe we're going to be involved somehow in a St. Pete Scoundrel scarf, since we're all Star Wars nerds. Did I tell you what I did today?
No.
I posted this on Twitter earlier. I mentioned it. I'll have to send you the graphic, too. So we, I'm kind of starting a, we're calling it a school spirit group because middle school firm is frowned upon. But just to, like, go cheer for our kids and, like, intramural games and stuff like that. And our school mascot is the Storm. So we're going to be the Storm Troopers.
I like it. I like it. I like it.
It's the logo is like part Star Wars, part David Bowie, I want to say. It's a Stormtrooper helmet in school colors, but with a Ziggy Stardust style like lightning bolt over one of the eyes, because we're the Storm. It's going to be pretty cool.
I like. Sorry, I was just reading. I was just catching up on the podcast mentions and Tampa Bay Times. Tom Jones admitting that he needs to get to a game is quite nice.
Now we'll see if it really happens.
Yeah. I have to eat poutine.
But and now I was at the Mob after party, which, by the way, shout out to the Mob for having a great party. I won a autographed Marcel Schaefer t-shirt, your shirt, but in a small size. So my daughter won a Marcel Schaefer autographed t-shirt, let's put it that way. But no, we had a great time. But we some guys from the Skyway from group were there, some guys from St. Pete were there, the Mob was there, I was there. So we are looking to do an all four groups kind of collaborative scarf at some point this season to benefit something worth benefiting. But we'll talk more about that when we get there too.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Charity work. I would like to talk to the Skyway guys and the Mob and try to... what was it, Lucidity, or was no the St. Luligans or whatever the heck their name is that did the charity soccer match,
right,
amongst them against AO? But if we have enough people between the casuals and the Mob, we could do a couple teams and find a way to do a charity match that way.
I mean, there's always been the interest in people asking about it. It's always just been finding a location to do it at. Everyone right, wants to do it at Al Lang, but I don't know if they'll if we can work that out or the USF practice field, but it's, a lot smaller. I don't know. But yeah, there's definitely the interest in doing something like that.
Yeah. We just need to, somebody needs to take the lead. And I don't know if I have the time right now to do it, but I would like to get that done.
I still want to do our foot golf thing too.
Yeah. I would like to, if not us, the Mob to, start doing some more charity things.
Right. I mean, they did all the stuff with Hard Rock before you donated the stuff and got a chance to win the guitars and things like that. So,
yeah, I would just like to get it going and,
right.
Whatnot. But pressing matters, since I don't think we have much else to talk about, do we?
I don't think so. I think we kind of covered it all.
Brett on Twitter, mentioned, Fantasy USL.
Oh yeah. I need to. So, we can talk more about it off air, but it won't be beautiful, but I think it'll work.
We really would just need results and like a table, and then like we can have either a Facebook group or whatever, and then have the Excel sheet to total the points. But
right,
I have a Mac and I don't have Excel, and I would have to learn how to do all this because I'm tech stupid. But I'm more than willing to do it. I mean, we keep track of it. Like, I would like to keep track of this stuff anyway for the sake of this podcast so we can seem like we know what we're talking about.
Now, are we talking about doing this, like, picking individual players? Or are we doing, like, knockout, like, pick a team each week or pick winners or something like that?
No, I would like to do a draft style. Okay. Which is that seems like a lot of work because then we have to, write down or print out or organize rosters or whatever for everybody to draft.
Yeah.
But if we do, we can do something like that. And I just keep track. Like we could even do like a meetup if everybody's in town.
Right.
And now do a lot, like an in-person draft.
And we talk about like just starting off, like just doing the Eastern Conference, the Beastern, yeah, as I'm going to call it.
I mean, it depends how many people want to go. We would have to find a cap on how many player or how many people want to join.
Right.
And just give it a tester on that way.
And if it works, you know, then yeah, like I would like to develop the system to continue on and go further.
Okay. Because I figured, you know, first year will be kind of test run and we'll make a lot of mistakes and figure out what to do better the second time around. But yeah, definitely want to look into doing some stuff like that. We need to have just like another like get together planning meeting.
Yeah, we do. It's been, you were busy when Jake was here and then I've been busy. Right. As all get out and it's just been.
It's everything not working together. And I'm busy this weekend, of course. And then, we'll sort it out. We don't have to turn the show into our planning, on-air planning thing, except maybe this way people hold us accountable for doing it, especially since they're giving us $100 a month.
Yeah, I mean, I'm busy.
That blows my mind. That absolutely blows my mind. Like, I'm stunned. And even like when I got like it was going so fast that I got home from the brewery the night and I was like, oh man, we're $10 away, and you're like, no dude, we're there. Look, and I was like, oh crap.
Yeah.
So I want to actually hold on real quick. I want to do this. I saw a lot of our Patreons over the weekend, whether it was Jeff and Amy who I hung out with at the game and at the mob party, or afterwards, and then Chip McKenzie was there for the party in the game too. Who else did we see?
I saw
Kevin and Randall. I mean, I'm going to pull up all the names real quick and just read everybody off, because there used to be there was like four or five, and now there's like 13.
Yeah.
Including people none of us know. Like we still don't know who one of these guys is.
Yeah, Ryan.
The first one, yeah, Ryan Blank. Ryan, we have no idea who you are, but thank you. And if you're listening, drop us a line on Twitter so we know who you are, please. Chris Coyne, who we know, you guys might know him on Twitter. He's Maze Rage. He's in Jacksonville.
He just did that to spite me and make me feel emotional pain and trauma.
Him and Greg. Jonathan Gillespie. What's up, Fox?
Yeah, thank you.
Randall Gainforth, Tommy Gibble, Amy Herndon, Jeff Herndon, Chip McKenzie, Patrick Murphy. Like, Patrick is about as OG as a podcast listener as there is for this. Like, he used to come to the Rowdy's Den with us and just hang out. Man,
I love him. I love him a lot.
Pendleton, did you see Pendleton's take on the Leeds United badge today?
No, I haven't been.
Okay, so did you see the new Leeds United badge, first of all?
The short-lived new Leeds United badge, yeah.
Which someone put out there on Twitter, and I think, you know, they're probably right. Most times in these situations, I don't believe that they think that far ahead, but I think they did this on purpose to get everybody talking about it, and then they go, okay, this isn't going to be the real badge, and then they bust out with something really cool in like 2 weeks.
I hope so, because Brian Clough was probably laughing in his grave that Leeds was going to get that badge.
Okay, so Pendleton took the old, because you know the other ongoing joke is how bad the new Penn FC badge is.
Yeah.
Pendleton took the old City Islanders and made it into Leeds United.
Oh God, let me find this.
And then my joke was, I want one that looks like the new Leeds United, but you know, for the Rowdies, and it has like instead of a guy's arm, it's like a pelican wing. doing that, and I can't get this out of my head now. I want to see it. Which. My way of saying Pendleton's on the list as well. Adam Martin, our secret agent in South Carolina, I guess North Carolina, one of the Carolinas, both of the Carolinas. Kevin Johnston, and a very good friend of ours. I guess you've met him before. I never have. Greg Vasone.
Good old Greg.
An interesting follow on Twitter.
Yeah, I love him, but I'm not sure most of you should follow him.
Listening to us is bad enough. Like, don't go there. There be madness. But thank you, all of you guys. And if you'd like to add your name to this list, anywhere from $1, I mean, whatever. And we say it all the time. Like, it's one of the things. Like, it keeps us going as far as paying the bills we have to pay. Like, there's monthly and yearly bills associated with this. And then, the more we can bank up, the less we have to. Wait on pre-orders for scarves and things like that. But just, man, it's awesome. And then we'd really love to be able to give Jake some money for the work he's done and the work he is doing, and you know, do things for cool people.
I hate you all.
Wednesday must be opposite day. I don't know. That's it. But we will. We're at 100. I mean, we can set up some goals for 125 and 150 and see what happens and go from there.
I mean, please, I jokingly say I hate you all. You guys are fantastic, and your support in this is one of the many reasons, well, the only reason we keep going, not one of many, the only reason we keep doing this. Otherwise, we'd just be two idiots talking to each other. And, you know, I we're doing something right if people want to torture us.
I guess that's one way of looking at it.
That's what my therapist told me. No.
Oh God. All right. Anything else?
No. I mean, I might actually need a therapist after this food challenge.
Well, especially if you're going to do nachos one week and poutine the next.
Like, I think that's. I feel like I need to explain this a little better for a lot of people. Is it's not that I think it tastes gross or will taste gross.
It's not like me with Chipotle.
Right. It is a serious, like, neurotic behavior where my food can't touch and I can't look at it because it physically makes me cringe. And at some points, like biscuits, and here we go, I'll do this. If we do 200, I'll eat biscuits and gravy. Because I hate that too.
Man. I would eat that. I would pay people. I have paid people for the right to eat that. That is, now I couldn't eat that for the longest time, like biscuits and sausage gravy, because when I was a kid, we were driving from West Palm over to Tampa for my uncle's wedding, and I had some kind of bug to begin with. It was July 4th weekend, because that's the weekend of his birthday, and that's when he got married too. I had some kind of bug to begin with, and it wasn't the fault of the food, but the food set me over the edge, and the car, like. We got stuck in traffic. There was a huge accident on like State Road 60 or something. So instead of taking 4 hours to get over here like it usually does, it was like eight. And I spent all like the entire time puking in the backseat of my my mom's car. I went through like all the clothes I had for the weekend in 3 hours because I just puked all over them. And it was years before I could eat that again because I just had that association in my head. So I get it.
No, I just
but
can't
it's still
look
fun to torture
it. Like,
you.
It's just a physical thing from looking at it, like, and I just can't do it. And I mean, if you blindfolded me and put it in front of me, I probably could eat it no problem. And it's probably delicious. You know, all those things are probably great. It's just that look at it that is going to drive me insane. So that's where this whole thing comes from. Is it's just this weird. Tick, or I don't even want to even call it neurosis, neurotic behavior, whatever you want to call it, OCD thing, I don't know. And I just can't do it. So we're going to actually be pushing my mental state here for for these challenges. And here, so I mean, once I start eating it, I might be able to get through it, but it's just going to be that initial first glance.
All right, now we've got to figure out where we're going to get nachos from, or if someone's going to make them, and what all, because, you know, fully loaded nachos can mean a lot of things. And there's a bunch of stuff that I don't even eat on my nachos. So we'll get this figured out. But I'm making an executive decision here. We are going to go with basic, typical poutine, just the fries, the gravy, and the cheese curds. There's a place
that works.
Place on, I think they're on Central, that sells it. I will get some, and I will be by your side. I will eat some as well. And this might shock you. This was a topic, a hot topic of conversation at the mob party, even before we had reached, really before any of the donations started coming in. We were just joking around about it. My theory is it's not going to be them touching that's going to be the thing you're going to hate the most.
Uh-oh.
But the nature of cheese, have you ever had a cheese curd?
No, okay. Can't say I have.
So they squeak when you bite them. Like almost like you're eating a hamster.
Oh, God. This is getting worse.
But they taste fantastic.
They squeak and...
they're very salty. And they squeak.
I regret everything.
But they're amazing.
I've done a lot of things in my life. And I don't have any regrets until this.
No regrets. Just get that tattoo ready.
Get that tattoo.
Oh goodness. Well, we've got a few weeks left of sanity before you enter the mountains of madness.
Yep. It's been fun, guys. I'll see you guys when I get out of the institution.
Oh God. So let's wrap it up. Any last words?
Oh, that is a weird transition. Wrap it up, last word. Anyway, there's some jokes there, but we'll continue on. I don't actually hate you guys. I love you all. Every patron gets a we love you from me. We'll talk to you next week.
My we love yous will be everybody who jumped in and everybody who's been donating for months and in some cases over a year at least now. And then one more thing I'm going to throw out there. There are rumors that there is a Cincinnati fan floating around Tampa Bay right now. I don't know if he's in Pinellas or Hillsborough or Manatee or wherever he is. And he just can't handle seeing Tampa Bay Rowdy stickers and magnets everywhere. And he wants to rip them off and put FC Cincinnati all over it. Nick Presek, we're on to you. We've got our eyes on you. At G37PRE. Sources have told us, or just my Twitter column with the Rowdy's mentions opened. We've got our eye on you, Nick. But if you want to trade scarves or something, hit me up. I'll get one for you. All right, we'll be back next week. I don't entirely know what we're going to talk about, but I assume there'll be some more news. And until then, this has been the Unused Substitutes. Thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you guys for your support. We'll talk to you later. The Rowdy's one here, the Rowdy's one there, they kick the wall around. The Rowdy's one here, the Rowdy's one there, then they pull around. Oh, the Rowdy's are the pig in the grass. But, I mean, seriously, you never noticed?
No, dude. Like, I mean, in a general sense, obviously, like, I've known. But, like, what was it, the other day? Last weekend, 2 weeks ago, maybe, I don't know. I hung out with Ashley and Issa, and